Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Thanks for taking the time to be a part of this movement of prayer throughout the world. And that's one of the cool things that I'm noticing is that there are people literally from all over the world listening to this podcast. So thank you. And if you are from somewhere other than the United States of America, which is where I am standing on in my bedroom, actually recording this in Texas, in Rockwall, Texas. If you're from somewhere else, if you could just let me know in the show notes down below at marydemuth.com, you can see today's episode and you can say, hey, I'm listening from Zimbabwe or I'm listening from Australia. I would just love to know that. And I've been putting little pins in my calendar. That would be weird. In my map above my computer of where all of you are from. So thank you so much for letting me know. In the meantime, we're going to pray. And today's another prayer. This is another verse about prayer. And it's from James chapter 5, verse 16 in the New English Translation. It says this. So, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. The prayer of the righteous person has great effectiveness. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for the time yesterday we had where I was able to confess my sins, and I'm going to just continue on that tact. But I love that this verse says to confess them to one another. So in this circle of two between me and the person listening today, we will have that opportunity to confess those sins. But I also pray that you would place really great and safe people in my friend's life today who they can confess their sins to, because it's such a powerful thing to let it out, especially to let it out in front of a friend. I know that for me, Lord, when I was struggling with some pretty big sins, and not that there's a degree of sin, but in my mind it seemed like a really big sin. And I, especially in college, and I finally was able to confess that. I was so amazed, Lord, at how beautifully you lifted the burden. There's just something powerful about letting it out into the air in front of somebody else, where all of those lies of the enemy that seemed so large just melted away from me. And all of that darkness and sadness and fear just went far, far away, and I finally felt free. And so, Lord, I pray today that if there's something that my friend needs to confess, that you would give him or her the guts and the wherewithal to do that. I know that it's so scary. I know that their heart's probably beating right now. But Lord, show them, put in their mind a picture of a friend, of a person who they can confess that sin to and be prayed for. I pray that that person would be someone who loves to pray, who would bring their burden to the Father. And so I pray for that today. And I also model that importance of confessing my sins. And so today, Jesus, I just confess that there are times in my life where I choose to hash over things rather than lay them down at your feet. I choose to try to figure everything out instead of laying them down at your feet. I choose to ruminate, to worry, to stress, to try to control instead of letting you have the control. So please forgive me for that. It is a large sin in the sense that I am sticking myself on the throne of my life when I am trying to control it like that. And Lord, I just surrender afresh to you. Oh, I give you this is just where the rubber meets the road. I give you my career. I truly don't know what is next, and I give it to you. I give you my children who just need to know you love them. I give you my marriage. I give you my relationship with my mom. I give you some of those broken relationships that I'm still aching from. And I pray that you would resurrect them. I just choose to surrender again. I cannot make things happen in my career. I cannot make people surrender their wills. I cannot to you. I cannot force reconciliation where there's discord. And so I confess that you're in control and I give you the reins. Lord, I do pray for my friend who is listening today that they would meet someone who has great effective prayers, a righteous person who has those effective prayers. And I pray that you would set them free today as they confess to you. Thank you for loving us that much. Thank you for being the available God. And thank you for pursuing our hearts with kindness. It's your kindness that leads us to repentance, and I thank you for that today in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. And no matter what you've done, no matter how you feel, no matter how dark things may seem, God's love is greater still. Nothing can separate you from His love. Nothing. Rest in that today.